Today I want to talk about being adult around your family during the holidays. So we are a blended family, my wife and I. We've got two 19-year-olds. And in the last 18 months, we've had to take a step back and respect that they're emerging adults and they get to take decision-making in their lives and be responsible for the direction of them. So they're still dependent upon us. Our daughter still lives with us. We provide her room and board. And so we get some say, you know, when she comes home at night, there's a limit. She can't be walking in at all times. But we have to respect their decisions, even when they're not decisions that we would necessarily take for their lives. Now, most of us stay in our families of origin for about two decades, and we fell into a role during that time. So your role may have been the oldest and been expected to take care of younger siblings, or you may have been the peacekeeper in your family, or your parents might have even allowed you not to say no to them. Mm-hmm. And your role was to submit. And now, though, even though we're adults, when we get around our families, especially during these holiday gatherings, we can fall back into those roles, even subconsciously. Now, the Bible tells us to honor our father and mother. It's one of the commandments. And in the New Testament, Paul also says, children, obey your parents. But when we become adults, we're no longer children. We're adult sons and daughters, and we should become peers with our parents, and they should no longer be in authority above us. Now, honoring our parents does not mean doing what they tell us to do. Still, it means acknowledging that they played a role in our upbringing. And we need to acknowledge the good and the bad. There's no perfect parents out there.
Can I interject something? So something that's good about my stage of life is that all of the protest against parents is kind of done, and the leaning back in and embracing what was good that was there.
Yeah. So, what I was going to finish with is
sorry. I was just identifying with what you were saying, and we all regress.
To honor our parents is not meaning that we need to still be in authority underneath them, right? Mm-hmm. And one thing Steve would often say is that, you know, it's not honoring to honor the dishonorable here.
Right.
Now, interestingly enough, honoring our parents is part of the Ten Commandments. But back in Genesis 2, God says a man needs to leave and cleave. And he says this right after he creates Eve. So he's already telling them right before they have kids that one day your kids are going to grow up and they're going to need to leave and cleave from you. So Eric Erickson, he's a well-known American child psychoanalyst. He identified some stages of development. Now, the first stage is trust, but the rest of them throughout childhood are all about separating autonomy, initiative, industry, identity. So as you get together with your family over these next 10 days, 14 days, think about the role you might be falling into and if it's healthy still, and consider emancipating yourself from that role if it's time to do that here.
Emancipate yourself. Mm-hmm. I like that phrase.